Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Don Parker, who is the board vice president of the South Shore Orchestra, as well as the principal bassist. Don, welcome to Eye on the Arts.
Thank you, John.
It's been a little while since you've been here as a guest.
I keep showing up, yes.
Bet you do turn up as a bad, like a bad penny, yes, you do. So the orchestra is based in out of Elbow.
Yes.
And you've been with it since its inception?
Yes, about 15 years.
Oh, yeah. It's that long now. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you've gone from being like a chamber orchestra to a full orchestra.
Correct. We actually started out as a chamber orchestra, and about 10 years ago, we got requests to do our first of our several China tours, and that they asked us to bring a full orchestra for that. And so ever since then, mm-hmm. we have been a full orchestra, but also a kind of a rep company. So mm-hmm. we do small ensembles, concerts, and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah. And you personally, as a musician, you're also affiliated with the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you've provided the music for numerous musical theater productions.
Community theater in the area, yes. Uh-huh.
You keep busy. And do you get paid for any of this?
Some beer money, basically, yeah. Uh-huh. You have to want to do it.
Yeah, you have to want to do it. Well, that's great. So, and I assume your fellow musicians in the South Shore Orchestra, this is similar. It's similar for them.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so how many concerts do you usually do a year?
Three concerts a year, usually. There's usually the spring concert, a fall, and then some other thing that we do. In previous years, we've had like a Veterans Day or a Christmas concert, and I think we're going to do a Christmas concert this year as well. Uh-huh. And this year, we are also a small ensemble from our orchestra is also doing the music for Sweeney Todd at the Opera House in the fall.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So you typically perform at Memorial Opera House.
Yes.
And this next concert you have coming up is on Friday, the 1st of June.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us about it.
So it's an all Respighi concert. Ottorino Respighi was an Italian composer from the early part of the 20th century. And his two most famous pieces are The Pines of Rome and The Fountains of Rome. And we have those two pieces. Those are both major works in themselves. And mm-hmm. we also have a piece called Chanconne for Violin and Orchestra, which is Respighi reworking a much older piece. He was a scholar of Renaissance music, and this work by a fellow named, Giovanni Vitali, who lived in the 1600s, mm-hmm. was reworked for 20th century instruments and 20th century ensemble.
Mm-hmm. And you have a guest artist performing with you?
Violetta Todorova, who has performed with us before, a violinist and a very gifted young woman from Eastern Europe.
I remember flying into Rome thinking, it looked like the Midwest. Oh, no, those aren't just trees. Those are the pines of Rome.
They are.
Oh, and there's Rome. And it doesn't look anything like the Midwest. Well, it was jet lag.
It's a museum with traffic is basically what it is.
The Fountains of Rome differs from the pines in what way how would you describe
it? I actually am not that familiar with either of the pieces except to play them. And so both of them are supposed to be.
That's pretty familiar.
Both of the pieces are supposed to be musical representations of, in the case of the fountains, specific fountains like the Trevi Fountain and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And in the case of the Pines of Rome, the pines of various neighborhoods of Rome.
So what's next then after this concert? What's next on the agenda for the South Shore Orchestra?
I think there is this particular year's schedule. There's nothing until our performance of Sweeney Todd at the Opera House in October. And then again, we'll do a Christmas concert. Oh, I'm sorry. I left out one. We have we do children's concerts at the Opera House every year for second grade students from the area. Partnership with them, and those are on May the 23rd. We'll do Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, sweet.
And that is open to the public if you wanted to buy a ticket, but uh-huh. preference is given to the students that are coming.
That's wonderful. Well, what is it about Sweeney Todd? It is an extremely popular musical among Northwest Indiana theaters.
I think it's because you're rooting for the bad guy. 15 minutes in, you find that you're rooting for a mass murderer.
Yeah, and it's been playing in The Village, New York, recently mm-hmm. at the Barrow Street Theater forever. Mm-hmm. And people just can't get enough of Sweeney
Todd. It's creepy, and it's fun.
Yeah. I love the thought of Angela Lansbury.
Yes, exactly.
What is her name? Lovett. Mrs. Lovett.
Mrs. Lovett.
Yeah, that's great. Well, all right, Don. Thank you for being here to tell us about your upcoming Pines of Rome, Fountains of Rome concert. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.